I thought, you know, maybe I could be good at it. I tried writing a book when I first started that was more autobiographical, which is fairly common in a first novel, and it was sort of dull and pretentious. But from that, I got the writing bug, and I started to write what I love, which are the kind of novel that you take to bed at night at 11 o'clock and think, I'll only read for 15 minutes and then fall asleep. And the next thing you know, it's 4 in the morning, and you're bleary-eyed and deliriously happy, and that's sort of the kind of thing I want to do.
What kind of writers did that for you when you were young?
Oh, I guess when I was a kid, it would have to be starting with Roald Dahl and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and then moving into the Narnia series by C.S. Lewis, Wrinkle in Time by Madeline Lengel, Forgotten Door by Alexander Key. Those are some of the books of my childhood that really struck me.
Many writers come up with a character first when planning a new book. But for Harlan Coben, the first thing that usually develops is an idea.
Something happens in my real life or something I notice that I start playing around with in my brain until I start seeing a possibility for a story. And then I start to wonder who is going to tell that story. And so the character then comes a little bit later for me.
And you said that's how, normally how it goes? Is this?
Yeah, I mean, I've written 27 novels, and every time I think there's one way of doing it, something else pops up. But normally that's how I do it.
Some writers make storyboarding a priority, and they really compulsively take notes, especially when dealing with complex plots. Is mm-hmm. that something that you do?
No. Mostly I have it in my head. I go, I take it word by word, step by step. There's a saying E.L. Doctorow says about writing, that writing is like driving at night in the fog with just your headlights on. You can only see a little bit ahead of you, but you can make the whole journey that way.
So then it is really an act of discovery then while you write?
To some degree. I mean, I do know a few. I compare it also traveling from my home state of New Jersey across the country to L.A. I may go via Route 80. I may stop over in Tokyo or take the Suez Canal, but I pretty much always end up in L.A. So I kind of know where I'm going, but I'm feeling my way as I go. I know a few places along the way that I'll definitely be stopping at, and then you kind of go from there.
As you've written, you know, many books and sold just millions of copies, do you feel a sense of loyalty to those devoted readers who have been there since the beginning? Is there sort of a camaraderie there, do you think?
Well, I think there is. I feel devoted. You know, I feel a responsibility to every reader. I mean, you walk in a bookstore, there are thousands of books for them to choose. There is little more flattering and more gratifying than to know that they've chosen yours. They're actually spending money to have you talk to them for 400 or 500 pages. I take that very seriously. I need to make sure that it's worth it to them, that they feel like that's time well spent. They were entertained. They were moved. They were enlightened, their hearts soared, they've broken a little bit. I need all that. If I'm not doing that, I'm not doing my job, and I take it really seriously.
What's next for you?
Well, I'm working on 2 TV shows, and one is called No Second Chance. That'll be in France. My TV show, The Five, which is a British show. We're filming it right now in Liverpool. That should be over here sometime in January. And I'm writing my next novel. I'm always writing whatever The Stranger is done and out, and now I have to have the next novel done, so I'm about 75 pages into that. And as soon as we hang up, I'll get right back to it.
Best-selling novelist Harlan Coben, he's going to be a guest of the National Writer Series at the City Opera House in Traverse City on Thursday. Nice to talk with you, Harlan.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News.